This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, July 2, the Good Fight of Faith. Our reading comes from Numbers chapter 1. The Lord spoke to Moses in the tent of meeting in the desert of Sinai on the first day of the second month of the second year after the Israelites came out of Egypt. He said, "Take a census of the whole Israelite community by their clans and families, listing every man by name, one by one. You and Aaron are to count according to their divisions all the men in Israel who are 20 years old or more and able to serve in the army. One man from each tribe, each of them the head of his family, is to help you." These were the men counted by Moses and Aaron and the 12 leaders of Israel, each one representing his family. All the Israelites 20 years old or more who were able to serve in Israel's army were counted according to their families. The total number was 603,550. The ancestral tribe of the Levites, however, was not counted along with the others. The Lord had said to Moses, "You must not count the tribe of Levi or include them in the census of the other Israelites. Instead, appoint the Levites to be in charge of the tabernacle of the covenant law, over all its furnishings and everything belonging to it. They are to carry the tabernacle and all its furnishings. They are to take care of it and encamp around it." Before leading Israel into the wilderness, God told them to count every man 20 years old or older and able to serve in the army, and the total number was 603,550. A census may seem boring, but we can learn some things from it. First, it reminds us that God is faithful. God had promised that Abraham's descendants would be as numerous as the sand on the seashore. And here, a census of the men able to serve in Israel's army numbers in the hundreds of thousands. And that doesn't include women, children, the Levites, and many others who made up the people of Israel. God had kept his promise. The census also shows that at that time in history, God's people needed an army to defend themselves. And when God called them to battle against his and their enemies, they needed to be prepared. God would fight for his people and protect them. But they also needed to stand firm and show other nations that they were God's faithful people. The battles they fought were rooted in spiritual war between the one true God and the false gods of other nations, led by the great deceiver of all peoples, Satan, who wants to destroy us all. Today we're still involved in spiritual war for God's kingdom. The Christian life is a fight of faith. The devil wants us to lose hope and abandon God. But Jesus, our Savior, has defeated all our spiritual enemies. Are you fighting the good fight of faith? Pray with me. God, you are faithful. Help us to be faithful to you for Jesus' sake. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.